Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern, Southern Rock, and here on this TGI Friday. I know that I talk about this all the time, and I know how much we all miss live music so very much. But the very awesome folks, the Downtown Business Association, are bringing us music to our living rooms starting tomorrow night with Downtown Sounds. And on the line with me right now is the first performer for tomorrow night, and that would be John Gray, the John Gray Quartet. John, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing all right, Michelle. How we doing?
Nuts.
Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you. Well, first of all, how have you guys been pulling through COVID? How are things, you know, looking? We want to keep in touch with our local musicians and just see how are things.
Well, if musicians have been, you know, like many of the ones I've been talking to, a lot of them are in the practice room. A lot of them are on the Zoom calls with their fellow musicians and exchanging ideas. And a lot of them are, you know, hunkering down and trying to think of ways to be able to, add some versatility to what they're doing as far as their music careers, whether it be increasing their social media presence and reworking different aspects of their online presence and what have you, and just thinking of new creative ideas and songs and performance ideas. I think that's a lot of what's going on amongst the live music scene, the musicians.
Certainly no shortage of entities having to do a whole lot of thinking outside the box here in our coronavirus world. But Downtown Business Association, obviously one of the ones that are doing that in a major way. So Downtown Sounds, John, tell me how this is going to work tomorrow night.
Well, the Downtown Business Association, they actually reached out to me in regards to what we normally do, myself and my fellow musicians who I've got planned with me for the special. We would typically, on the first Saturdays of the month, perform downtown at the farmer's market. And it's normally a trio or a quartet of us, and we do a lot of what's considered to be trad jazz, just traditional jazz music, a lot of the type of music that you hear if you're on the French Quarter, if you're in the French Quarter, downtown in New Orleans and what have you, a lot of those songs that are just synonymous with South Louisiana and our culture and things that you hear around Mardi Gras time and during the festival season. And so that's what we do a lot of times downtown with the farmers market. So they heard and saw us doing that. And myself, along with Michael Foster, who of course leads the Michael Foster Project, the only brass band here in Baton Rouge, really, we play together and do these things on those Saturdays out at the farmers market, along with Chris Lee and Chuck Brooks. And so we do a lot of that type of music, and it's fun and it's engaging. And so we're acting just like we're talking to everybody that's in their living room, and as intimate as it can be, performing in front of a cast of two or three videographers. We try to make it a personable experience, and we just have fun, just like it's a packed audience out there. So, and you know, we just have a good time with it, like we would on a Saturday at the farmer's market or at Live at the Five.
Absolutely. It's a good theater of the mind. Of course, in radio, I'm all too familiar with it. You know, you just got a one person behind a microphone, but there's going to be lots of folks watching, no doubt about it.
No doubt. No doubt.
So we can donate as we watch. So the way that Downtown Sounds will work, as John was just saying, John Gray Quartet being our first performers tomorrow on the Live After Five Facebook page. And I'm assuming contributions, you know, they're going to help gig workers and performers like yourself. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. No doubt about it. And just a big shout out to everybody who has patronized musicians who've been going live since the start of this pandemic. And I think one of the great things about this is it just gives people another, gives us as musicians another outlet to be able to perform, of course, but also engages the community to be able to chip in a few bucks here and there to tip jar for us as musicians, and really just kind of keeping that same energy going to where people can be able to seek out their own favorite local musicians. Because I promise you, anybody who you love to hear and see on the weekends in the clubs and bars, I probably have Facebook Live performances scheduled and set to go all online and everything. So it's a great prompt to be able to kind of keep that same momentum going with people giving and patronizing best of local musicians here on the scene.
Without question. And it's a great, you know, way that we can show our support to you. And obviously the money that we would spend going out, putting it in those virtual tip jars. And as, you know, DBA and Downtown Sounds have said, this is a great way to keep the music alive here in Baton Rouge.
It does help. Every single dollar helps. You might not think a dollar or two here or there helps, but it indeed it does. So big thanks to, again, to you guys for helping promote and get the word on out, and the Downtown Business Association and Smoke Free Living and all everybody who's been participating in Smoke Free Cities and to help make this thing out a reality for us.
John Gray talking about the Downtown Sounds taking place and kicking off tomorrow night, put on by the Downtown Business Association, which puts on the Live After Five shows that we love so much. John Gray performing tomorrow. David St. Romain on August 8th. We've got Chloe Marie and Tim Marchand on the 15th, and closing it out on August 22nd with Jonathan Boogie Long. Again, you can watch all the shows on Live After Five's Facebook page and get all the details at downtownbr.org/downtownsounds, and be sure to contribute to these artists and help keep the music alive. John Gray, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Much appreciated, Michelle. Y'all take care. Have a great Friday.